This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. State Police Superintendent Colonel Mike Edmondson announced his retirement Wednesday.
I'm not bigger than state police, and I think that what's most important is the men and women that make up public safety, the men and women that make up state police. They need to continue forward. We certainly don't need any distractions.
Colonel Edmondson's leadership was most recently questioned when it was divulged that four state police officials sent to San Diego for a conference made a taxpayer-funded road trip to Las Vegas and the Grand Canyon.
We'll get to the bottom of anything with regard to any of the travel and those types of things. If things need to be changed, rules, procedures, protocols, I've already changed some. If discipline needs to be part of that, we'll certainly do that and we'll move forward.
State police is currently being investigated by the legislative auditor as well as the FBI. First appointed by former Governor Bobby Jindal, Edmondson has served as head of state police for the past 9 years. His retirement marks the end of a 36-year career. In a statement released Wednesday, Edmondson explained the governor never asked him to step down, despite the controversy.
Colonel Edmondson came to the conclusion that it was just the right time for him, and I think perhaps for the agency and for the state, for him to retire.
Governor John Bel Edwards addressed the issue Wednesday on his monthly radio show. Edmondson's last day as superintendent will be March 24th. The governor says over the next few days, he'll identify an interim superintendent.
And while the interim serves for a period of 30, 45 days, something like that, I will use that time to select the next permanent superintendent of the state police.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.